Today is Thursday, June 26, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is. I don't know yet because I'm pulling it up. 1 second. It is National Barcode Day. It's also National Coconut Day, National Handshake Day, National Beauticians Day, National Chocolate Pudding Day. I know Big Fatty likes the vanilla pudding. So, I don't know. I know they have vanilla pudding a lot of times at their little events. I'm hoping to get an invite to the event while Daniel and I are there, to the Friday at Fatty's, because I just want to see what goes on, you know? And the food always sounds good, so I want to try the food as well. It's also National Bomb Pop Day. So, there you go. We do have some contact. Scotty, little Aussie Battler, says, testing 321. Hi, Adam. Love you. Bye. You better read this on your little show. Well, thank you. I'm actually glad you did that because I was like, is this thing on? Is this thing working? Testing 1, 2. And at least I know it's still working. So that's good. Thanks for texting. We also have a voicemail, which I bet it's Scotty. What do we think? I don't know. Let's just see who this voicemail is from.
Adam, it's Scotty, your Aussie Butler. I'm just listening to your little show, probably like over a month old now. And you're talking about hail and ice and a thing the size of a dum-dum, which I guess is some kind of weird American name for something. The first thing that came to my mind is Big Paddy. He's saying the tail is the size of a dum-dum's head.
Did I say a dum-dum? Also, you're a little bit hard to understand, but did I say a dum-dum? I don't know. Well, a dum-dum is a lolly, as you might say. We call them suckers. Or, like in the South, we always called them suckers, but I believe in the North, they may call them lollipops, or I don't know, but you guys call them lollies, I think. But it's a brand. They're called dum-dums. You can Google it.
It's just big, fatty head size, so anyway, just thought I'd call and let you know that. Oh, also, then you started talking about leftovers, so
I want to know, does Mittens hate eating leftovers? Like stuff you put in a freezer, you know, to keep fresh? And then you, I don't know, cook up a big batch maybe or something, because Ismail hates eating any leftovers that have been put in the freezer. He says they now taste different or taste funny and he doesn't want to eat them.
Well,
okay, thank you, goodbye.
I really have the opposite. I started it over. I don't want to do that. I have the opposite problem. Mark doesn't like confrontation, and he also knows that I'm sensitive. And so Mark will always just tell me everything is good, even if it's not. And so, and he won't volunteer that information unless I ask him. I don't think he minds leftovers. I more have a problem with leftovers. And it's just because by the time I'm in the mood to... Okay, here is the deal. The freezer is difficult for me. I'm trying to get better at it, but the problem is the food is frozen. And so that means that when you want to warm it up or you want to cook it or whatever, you have to deal with the fact that it's frozen, and so it takes longer. Or you have to figure out some way of cooking it so that you don't just completely obliterate it. You know, you could microwave, but it really depends on what the food is to whether you're not going to microwave a steak, right? Now, maybe you're probably not going to freeze a steak. You're probably going to freeze stuff like spaghetti sauce, chili. You could even do like lettuce wraps. If you did a big batch of lettuce wrap meat, the meat for lettuce wraps, you could freeze that. So ultimately, I need to be doing that because I waste too much food. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. The older I get, the more I'm finding ways to reuse things in other dishes and stuff like that. What I try to do is I try to mask it. And like if I make a pot roast, I'll try to do tacos and just shred up the beef from the pot roast and use that in the tacos. And you probably know it's pot roast beef, but if you add a little bit of, you know, seasoning to it, then you're pretty good. But anyway, I'm not good at, and I'm not a leftover person. It's not that I mind. It's just by the time I'm in the, like I said, the freezer is a problem for me. So I put something in the freezer. That's where food goes to die in this house, is the freezer. Other than like frozen French fries, frozen chips, whatever you want to call them, or frozen dinners that we are famous for in the U.S. that are meant to be microwaved, you know, I do frozen vegetables sometimes, like chopped up onions or chopped up fajita, like peppers and onions and stuff like that. Those I buy frozen sometimes just to save time chopping. But other than that, if I put some leftovers in the freezer, it's 9 times out of 10, they're not going to get eaten. And if I leave it in the refrigerator, it's got a shelf life. I don't know if this is correct, but you're told that you should only keep stuff in the refrigerator for a few days once it's cooked, right? Now, I've gone a week or more with something in the refrigerator, and it never killed me. So I don't know, but that's the other thing. Like within the same week, I'm usually not in the mood for the same thing. Like if I had chili on a Monday, I'm probably not in the mood to have chili again until probably the next week at the earliest. So that means, I don't know. So there you go. Wow, I've got a lot of content out of that. So yeah, we're getting ready for the trip. I have 7 meetings. I'm recording this in the morning and I have 7 meetings today. And as we know, I'm dealing with anxiety for meetings, but I'm just going to plow through them because you know what? After these 7 meetings, my reward is a trip to Scotland. So I just have to look at it like, okay, I'm going to do these 7 meetings. They're going to be not fun. But then I get a trip to Scotland. Yay. So I had a lot of meetings yesterday as well. And I came home early and mowed the backyard. Took about 45 minutes to mow the backyard. I didn't weed eat because I hate weed eating. It's the backyard. Nobody's going to see it. Although when I get back, it'll really be a difficult job because I'm waiting so long to do it. But it is what it is. That's all I had time for. So I mowed the back. I showered, or I kind of rinsed off really quick. Got my clothes back on. Had a meeting. So had another hour meeting. I took my lunch break basically to mow the lawn. Then I had another meeting. Then I was finished for the day after that meeting and I just hung out with Mark a little bit. I didn't feel like recording at the time. I just couldn't think of anything to say. So I was like, okay, I'll record Thursday morning. But then after we had dinner, I cooked rice and eggs and Spam, maple flavored Spam. It sounds gross, but it's actually pretty good. And it's kind of like maple sausage or something, but without the sausage flavor. But Spam, I shouldn't bring that into a regular part of my diet, but it is a regular part of Filipinos' diet, or tends to be. So I know it's something that Mark enjoys, but it's not healthy. And so we shouldn't eat it very often, but it's also shelf stable. So that means I don't have to worry about it going bad. When I buy bacon, we may not eat bacon and eggs, but once every 2 or 3 weeks at most. And a whole pound of bacon is too much for the two of us. And so then you get to that point where it's like, well, you probably need to freeze it. But then I have to, I'll need to portion it out into what we're going to eat, freeze it, date it, do all those things. Maybe one day I'll be so good. As soon as I buy groceries, I will portion everything out, date them, vacuum seal them, put them in the freezer, all that kind of stuff. And maybe one day, but not today. So we had eggs and rice and Spam for dinner. And then after that, after it started to cool down a little bit, because, we are having a heat wave, I went out and mowed the front lawn. and did the edging, which is, oh my God, I hate doing it. I really hate doing it. It's such a pain in the butt. But we were one of the few yards on the street that hadn't edged in a few weeks, and it looked horrible. There were little fingers of grass growing all over the sidewalk. So I did that. It looks so much better now. Looks so much, I really need to pay a company, because I'm really just getting over it. I'm just over the whole mowing thing. Blech. But I did it, and it looks good. And I had one little section that I couldn't finish by the time it got dark, so I finished that this morning. Mark and I did a little nipa walk around the big circle, around the neighborhood. Actually, I guess it's a small circle. And that was my evening. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.